Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a new big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm good, Earl. You know, I went down to Milwaukee yesterday to go to the beaches. And have you been to the beaches recently?
Yeah, well, the fish, the stench.
The fish are crazy.
I have to ask you about your sanity. It wasn't warm. Why would you go to the beaches?
I know. I like to collect sea glass, and okay. I feel like the days that are a little chillier,
right,
less people are there to snag it. So I find some good stuff there on the colder days. But those fish scared me away. I'm not going to lie.
Well, the stench of those fish, that from what I understand, there's something in the water that kills them.
It's just like the time of year.
Yeah, that they're missing, and so they all just die.
There were so many, hundreds, just like everywhere.
Not hundreds, maybe hundreds of thousands, because they're small.
Oh, my goodness, they're tiny.
They're small fish, and the birds are having the smorgasbord.
I love that for them.
but it is horrible. It's supposed to be around a while. And one of the real problems is the county does not have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to send people there to clean it up.
I mean, how do you even stop that? You clean it up and how many more roll in the next day?
Well, that's it. And the other worst part about it is the stench.
Yeah, it was very stinky. Yeah. I did not stay long, but it still looked pretty.
Yeah, it's like rotten eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But worse.
Little guys can really stink.
Yeah. Well, you know that they decompose.
Mm-hmm.
In any life form that decomposes has a stench. It doesn't matter what it is, the smallest animal. And that's what those are. Those things are smaller than, they're like minnows.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit bigger than minnows. But when there's so many of them. And the other part of it is, as they're dying off, those are usually fish that feed larger fish.
Right. I wonder how that'll impact the fishing season on the lake.
It impacts a lot of things. And so, yeah, I mean, it's happened before. It's not the first time. I recall many years where you'd go down and that stench would just, not only is it there on the beach, it you know, permeates downtown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially like the Bradford Beach area has always been a little stinky. But like, yeah, right now. It really is right.
Yeah, and the only saving grace is that it hasn't gotten warm yet,
mm-hmm.
which it's supposed to be, I think, early next week. But hopefully those things will be taken care of, but I don't think they will be.
Oh, I didn't want to think about that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's coming. And
they'll be gone soon enough.
Yeah, but I want to first say, next Monday we're going to have the State Attorney General, Josh Call. He's going to be with us from 8 o'clock to 8:45. I'm really excited about having the State Attorney General back on. Haven't had him on for quite a while. But they've agreed to spend 45 minutes with us, as it's so many things for us to talk about. You guys can certainly, you know, you got a question or two if you want to ask the State Attorney General, you know, you can call in and have a dialogue and a conversation with them. So I'm really excited about that. At 10:35, I'm going to be joined on the air by the governor today. And believe it or not, the governor is going to be on talking about a nonprofit that I started about six or seven months ago to address all the stolen cars that were happening in our community. And, you know, I created something called the Voices of the Elders. And being an elder myself, I believe that, you know, people have not been talking and paying attention to elders, not just in our city, but I think all over the nation. The elders' voices, for the most part, unless they're, you know, in the Congress or the Senate, the elders' voices have been tempered. And so, you know, people, younger people, for the most part, don't want to hear what it is we have to say. And I think that's tragic, especially when it comes to really younger children, because they miss out on something of value. So I created Voices of the Elders, and the governor, in his infinite wisdom, decided to invest some resources in our program. And I didn't reach out to him. They reached out to me on yesterday and said the governor wanted to come on and talk about my program. So I'm really thrilled and excited that as busy a man as the governor is, that he somehow thinks that what I've been able to work towards creating, it was my vision, but make no mistake about it, just a whole group of other people have stepped forward. City, county, state, school district have all come together in support of the vision that I had. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about all of the other people who've come on board to make this dream a dream come true and a reality. And so on June 21st, we will kick off the dream that I had. And it's now morphed into Camp Rise. So that is the name of our program. We will take young boys. We focus solely on boys. And we will take those boys from age 10 to 15 years old. And for 7 weeks this summer, we will teach many of them. Again, these are 10 to 15-year-old boys, work ethic. Work ethic, how to, you know, take care of their money, the importance of learning how, you know, to invest money, all sorts of other things. So I'm really excited as the governor at 10:35 will be joining us. At 9 o'clock, I'm going to be joined by my good friend Roger Quindale as we talk about a whole array of things. But I wanted to begin the show like I have for a long, long time, far too long over the last month or so. And that's the gas prices. Man, you know, it's just true. I put $80 worth of gas in my car on Monday. And yeah, I drive to back and forth to Waukesha 2 times a day. And do some driving around the city. But my tank was almost empty. On this morning, I had to put another $70. I'm not good at math, but that's $150 that I put in my vehicle. And today is just what, Wednesday? So, you know, we are in a hell of a situation that we're not going to be able to get out of before the midterms and possibly even going into 2023. We're trapped in this. There is no easy way out. The Democrats are going to pay a major price for this because somewhere along the way, people mistakenly believe that all of this has happened because of the Democrats and Joe Biden. And there's been constant lies from the Republican Party and all of those folks that this is all because of Joe Biden. They're lies. You know, the fact that the gas prices are where they are and going to continue to rise has everything to do with the fact of the war and the fact that people across the globe have turned down, especially in NATO, Russian oil, their Russian oil supply. And so there's a finite amount of oil that is on the market. And so everybody's competing globally for that small amount of oil. And there's no change that's foreseeable in the future. And so it's going to continue to rise. And no Republican can change it. No matter what they say, they're lying. If there was a Republican president right now, we'd be in the same condition because it is global. The issue is global. And so anybody who thinks it's not is a liar. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? How are you surviving? And is it impacting your life at all? The continued rise in the gasoline prices. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the price of gasoline, and it's really based on the price of oil. And even though we constantly hear, Republicans blaming Joe Biden and that the price of gasoline is as high as it is because of Joe Biden, again, anybody who says that is the reason that the price of gasoline is now $5 and above in the state is a liar. And certainly Joe Biden, when he came in, changed some things and the price of gas did climb. But that is not at the root of why the price of gasoline has almost doubled in the last, 6 months. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
We have David from Mequon.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. And I want to, first, before I make my point, I want to congratulate you in doing for the elders. And I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing for the young boys in the community. I tip my hat off to you in doing that. And I think it's wonderful that you started a grassroots individual, as far as this program is concerned, and that the governor does recognize that. So I just kudos to you. So I wanted to compliment you on that.
Well, thank you.
Quickly, in regards with the gas, it's a mixed bag. I do not blame Joe Biden for all of it. I think he is definitely responsible for some of it because he did alter, and keep in mind, he ran on a platform that he was going to, he limited
drilling.
Drilling.
I got that.
He did limit pipelines. If you look in the state of Michigan, Governor
Whitmer.
What's her name?
Whitmer.
Yeah, Whitmer. Yeah, Whitmer. She actually is trying to shut down the pipeline up in Michigan that flows to Wisconsin. And we are now, for the record, we have been shipping liquid natural gas, like three-quarters of our liquid natural gas now over to Europe, in addition to not buying oil from Russia and what have you.
Yeah, yeah, but David, you know in all honesty that at the root of why we are shipping that gas to Europe is because the globe has said no to Russian oil.
No, well, and natural gas.
And natural gas, right.
And natural gas, right. So what I would say is this. Canada, I know a lot of people are like, oh, why? And we should be working with Canada, because I know that there's plans of the president in trying to get the Saudis to open up the spigots and OPEC and all that other stuff. And I think that's a huge mistake, because we're empowering them more in this situation. And I do think we should be working with Canada and Mexico, for that matter, because there are deposits of natural gas and oil. And I understand that, you know, people want to move away from fossil fuels. I get that. But the most efficient method of getting, you know, that gas and oil is via pipeline. It's 24/7. It's not going on a train. It's not going on a cargo ship, which is where the oil would be coming from Saudi Arabia. If you look at the carbon impact, it's much greater on a freighter and a train versus a pipeline. And so I do think it's imperative that the president open up talks with Canada and Mexico.
Do you think that since Canada and Mexico are a part of NAFTA, don't you think that would have been the first place that he went? I mean, that's the North American free trade.
I understand, but if you look at what he's done.
No, I'm saying, David, why would he not go to his partners first before going to Saudi Arabia? Wouldn't that make sense? Do you think
it wouldn't make sense?
Do you think that they didn't do that?
No, he refuses to do that. And the reason why we know that is, if you look at the I forgot which province in Canada, they've been begging. I think it might have been Alberta, I think, I'm not 100% sure, where they're begging the United States, hey, work with us. So, and there is no lines of communication there.
Well, so, David, I find it, again, these are trade.
I can send you the link.
Yeah, you should, because these are our trade partners. And
I agree.
And why he wouldn't have a conversation with our trade partners would be, you know, beyond me.
Right.
What the point I'm trying to make, though, Dave, in all of this, is the American people need to understand that there's this finite amount of oil right now, and that the entire world is bidding. Europe is bidding on that same oil. And so that's why the prices continue to climb. It's a bidding war.
Well, this is the other thing I'll just bring to your attention. So if you look in the United States, obviously you have to have refineries in order to make the oil and natural gas usable. The largest refinery that was built in the United States, the last big, meaningful, large refinery was back in, brand new, was back in 1977. Since then, we have had other refineries in the country that have added additional capacity, or we've added some, like, little smaller ones, like 35,000 or 20,000. We need much more than that. And so what's happened is, because of that, there's not enough, even the capacity right now, to your point, it's not able to keep up, because the amount that, let's be honest, We need to build some more.
Hey, David, Europe is now doing some additional refineries. Here is why we hadn't built any additional refineries. Is because people were looking to get off of fossil fuels. So that is the honest reason why we haven't built the additional refineries. And if it wasn't for what is taking place right now in Russia and Ukraine, we would have been fine because we've been fine up until now. So, you know,
I want to bring a couple more points. Number one, the solar panels that are being made, majority of them are being made in China, like 85% of all the solar panels. And it should be noted in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was this year, it was either this year or last year, they showed that all those panels are being produced in
David, hold the thought. We've got to go to a break.
Yes.
Carry over on the other side.
I appreciate it. It's
Wednesday with Earl Ingram, 844-967-2789. You can join us on the other side. We'll be right back. To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about why the gasoline prices are where they are, and it's easy for people to misconstrue and blame President Biden and the Democrats for the prices of oil in this country and the price of gas, but they would not be, truthful. Clearly, as Dave pointed out, there were some things that Joe Biden did early on that impacted and affected the cost of gas, but that's where the gas was about $2.50 a gallon, $2.60 a gallon. All of the other increases are based on what has happened with the war in Ukraine. The price of gas in the U.S. hit $5 per gallon, $4.91 on Tuesday, according to AAA. On the same day, the World Bank issued its latest global economic picture. And globally, people have to understand where this is headed. And where we are. And it is a more than harrowing thought. It harkens back to the 1970s and exactly what was taking place then. That's how what kind of situation globally we are in. Let's go back to Dave. Dave, quickly.
All right, so to point out the article, so I looked it up here. It's July 31st of 2021, Wall Street Journal. Behind the rise of U.S. solar power, a mountain of Chinese coal is the headline. The point is this. So while we're talking about greenhouse emissions and we're trying to go to the green energy, if you really look behind the weeds, as they say, if you look at how these panels are being produced, wind farms. If you look at the minerals that we're using, cobalt, nickel, lithium, those are even more rare.
That's correct.
As far as rare minerals than natural gas and oil. And so we're creating a situation where energy costs are skyrocketing because as we're kind of limiting the supply of fossil fuels, and then we're switching over to the other stuff, it's not going to be enough to compensate.
Hey, Dave, I wish I had more time. Crisis. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah. Who do we have up next, Sam?
Up next is Gene from Eau Claire.
Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm so excited to get you. The guys helped, told me where to find you on the internet, and now I'm back to be an avid listener because you do a great job.
Well, thank you, Gene. I'm honored.
If we're going to start getting political about this China and all these issues related to fossil fuels or making better choices for our energy, if I recall, it seems to me there were people who did not accept issues related to climate change because we would have been on this path a heck of a lot
earlier. That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
Yes, and if we would have had more support of these alternative energy, we would not be going through this right now. So let's stop the blame game and let's get to the facts. And let us look at our president who is doing everything in his power so we don't ever get in this situation again. And that is President Biden. This is the Democrats. In addition to that, what we need to look at is not only the dirty oil that's coming from Canada through the pipelines over Native Americans' water and a lot of farmers' areas and a lot of fresh areas, water areas, and these leaky pipelines. There was a reason for this. In addition to that, where they refine the oil. Lots of people getting sick.
No question. No question. The people who are around those refineries, cancer, and all those other things, and yet, they don't get the compensation that they are due. People are dying. And yes, you're 100% correct.
Thank you. I just had to address this, I'm sorry to call it BS, related to Biden causing this. And wake up, folks. We're in a war. We got past a pandemic. You know, it's been tough. You're going to have to bite the bullet because he's doing everything he can. But look at the other side, folks. These are the people that won't even pass gun laws, important gun laws. They put guns over kids' lives and elderly people's lives. Wake up, because don't follow this line of BS. Wake up, folks, because we're responsible for our futures.
Hey, Gene, we're going to talk about the guns later on, but can you really give us your opinion on things? Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're right on point. Thank you very much. Sam, who do we have up next?
Up next is CJ from Stoughton.
CJ, man, do you have anything new?
Yeah, well, how about $4.95 a gallon?
CJ, we know that. I'm explaining why it's $4.95 a gallon. Why don't you explain to us why it's $4.95 a gallon? Let's see if you're right.
Isn't it funny, though, Earl?
No.
Republicans in office, it's the Republicans' president's fault. But every time it's a Democrat in the Oval Office, it's everybody else's
Hey,
fault.
CJ, let me say this, man.
Earl, he signed an executive order attacking energy, period.
CJ, I said that. We agreed with that already. Let's move forward from there.
Okay. Then he promised the tier. First, he dissed our allies in Afghanistan.
Hey, CJ, that has nothing to do. Bring him down, Sam. So, CJ, I'm not going to let you continue to speak when we're talking about a different topic. You know, when CJ gets his own show, then CJ can talk about whatever it is he wants to talk about. But since this is the Earl Ingram show, we are talking about the price of gasoline and why it's where it is. And so if you want to address that issue, then I'm fine with that. But I can no longer continue to allow you to come on every day and talk about the same thing, which has nothing to do with the topic we're talking about. If you have a thought about why the gasoline prices are as high as they are, you are welcome. If you want to stay on that topic, then fine. But I'm not going back to all those other things. Is he still there, Sam? All right, Go ahead, CJ.
Well, you were fine talking with your previous caller about the 70s and 80s.
CJ, you know what she was talking about? She was on topic. She was talking about the energy and what happened. Yep. You aren't.
In the 80s. And I remember it, too, and it was the Democrat president, Jimmy Carter. This guy has a plan. Do you have an electric car, Earl?
Hey, CJ, this is not about you asking me questions. You're not the host of the show. I'm asking you questions.
Hey, CJ,
this is a fact that I'll tell you. See you later. Let's go back to the phone. Sam, who do we have up next?
Gary from Sussex.
Hey, Gary, what's going on, man? How you doing? Gary?
Hello?
Yes. Gary.
Hi, Earl.
Yeah. What's going
on? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, you got to give CJ a little bit of a break.
No, let me say this. I don't have to give anybody a break because I give CJ a break every day. He calls, and he's not on topic. So I don't have to give him a break.
Well, you know something, Earl, I disagree with you. He was talking about gas.
No, wait a minute, man. Let me tell you something.
But he was.
Let me tell you something. Okay. You can disagree. You can disagree with me, and you have a right to disagree with me. But you're not going to be able to tell me that he was on point, because I know what on point is.
All right.
Addressing the issue that I brought up. Okay. So he wasn't doing that. Now you go ahead.
Okay. In my opinion, that he was, and you got to understand.
Well, listen, man. Without your opinion on it, is just that. If you want to have a discussion about what we're talking about, I'm not talking about CJ. Well, then let's not talk about CJ. Let's talk about why the price of gas has risen to where it is. That's the issue.
But
go ahead.
And I will.
There's no but.
Let me just finish my first point, Earl. Your listeners, without listeners, you would not have a show.
Hey, CJ, let me say this. Gary.
Let me
say this to you. Whether I have a show or not is based on the man who owns the radio station, right? Okay? So, whether or not, people call and tell me their opinion, as if somehow, and this is opinion radio, and as if somehow you are going to dictate what I should and what I shouldn't do, and who I should and who I shouldn't listen to, that's not going to happen.
I'm just sharing my thought. Okay, but let's go back to why I called. Okay, what was the very first thing that Joe Biden did? He shut down a key.
Wait a minute, man. See, this is the point. You guys don't listen on the right. I said from the onset of this discussion.
I heard you.
Why are you repeating that? I said that Joe Biden did that. I agreed with that. But that is not why the price of gas is $5 and above.
Earl, during the debates on October 22nd of 2020, they debated. Joe Biden said, I am going to, when I take office, I'm going to shut down and take away all subsidies to oil companies.
What part of this, man, what part of this don't you guys understand?
That's why the price of gas is
over $5 a gallon.
Wait a minute, man. Trump says he's going to be paying $7.
Here's the bottom line, and I don't know if Republicans can't listen or what it is, but as I stated, we're talking about why gas is over $5 a gallon. Yes, Joe Biden did that early on, but that brought the price of gas to $2.80. Something else occurred that brought it to over $5, and you and CJ and others like you seem to not want to deal with that. That's what I'm talking about.
The point that I have is, who's ever president, the price of gas is $7 a gallon, the voters are going to remember.
All right, man, I got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Hang on. I'll be back on the other side. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I don't mean to be rude, but on conservative squawk radio, they don't allow the callers to change the topics. They are screened. I know, I used to call it. And they get 2 minutes. And here, we are more than liberal in allowing the other side to have dialogue and conversation. But you're not in any position to dictate what the conversation is going to be. Let's go back to the phone line, Sam. Who do we have on?
Dave from Milwaukee.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
I'm great, Earl. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I have a radical proposal. Admittedly, it's radical.
Okay.
But other countries are doing it. You know how we provide water, excuse me, at cost because we consider it a necessity for human life, right? We have water systems, and our water is provided at cost. You know, it's not privatized. No one's making a profit on it. Isn't it time to consider energy a necessity?
So, listen, I can't disagree with you on that. I think it's crazy for people to own the water. How can you own the water?
Right, right. And so how do we own the energy that's also in the ground, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And so I think it's unfair. It's, you know, grossly unfair to blame Biden on the situation here, but you know, he's inherited our economic system and the way we do things, okay? But let's say, you know, it's also not true to say that he's not doing everything, you know, to solve the problem, because he could lift sanctions on Venezuela. Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world, and they have more oil than they could ever use. They're willing to sell it to us. They were one of our major, I think they were our second largest supplier.
Yeah, they were.
Before the sanctions went on, right?
When Hugo Chavez was the president of Venezuela, you're right. They were.
Right. And so there's a country, they consider energy a social necessity, so they sell it to their people at cost, 11 cents a gallon.
They're not
giving it away. That's what it costs them to produce the gas.
That's because they've nationalized their oil.
Right, and so that's what I'm proposing.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
This crisis is not going to go away.
No, it's not.
This is here. And so should we start talking about that?
Listen, I agree with you 100%. You can say that about what used to be Libya, that had the sweetest crude oil in the world. Their oil was so rich that you know, we wanted to get our hands on it forever. We helped overthrow Muammar Gaddafi, and ever since, I don't know what's happening with that oil. But you're right that why shouldn't it be nationalized? But you know, I agree with you. The chances are, in a capitalistic society, you know, the people aren't going to force that, and they're not going to let that happen. I wish I had more time. Dave, thank you very much for the call. I agree with the idea. Who do we have up next, Sam?
L.A. Tom.
Hey, L.A. Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning. First off, we the people are ultimately the government. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party. And these guys don't understand. They don't listen, these conservatives. They really don't. And they're always, always cheering on and rooting for the billionaire. They're always rooting for the person that will never even invite them to dinner. I just don't understand it. I mean, it's not, you know, these people, the reason why oil is where it is, and believe me, it's high here in California, but I'm not going to get into all of that. But the thing is, the reason why it's high is because the billionaires are making more money. They keep on bringing up this talking point about Keystone. My God, Keystone goes over, it's, first of all, it's the dirtiest, worst sludge oil that if that gets into the water table, you know, game over for all the people in the Midwest and the rest of the country. Because you know what? You can't drink oil and live. We have to be able to drink water. And water is what's important. So all of these pipelines, all of these things that are happening where oil just gets, the pipe gets broken and all the oil is going into the water. That's exactly what it is and the reason why we don't. Again, this is common sense. All of this stuff is common sense. But instead, Republicans seem to just want to take a talking point. And all they want to do is beat that talking point to death day in and day out. They don't listen. They just get on there and spew a talking point that they heard either on Fox or on some other radio show, or I don't know where they hear all it from, but it's always the same thing day after day. Guys, on the Republican side, can we all agree that the real problem is, one, the billionaires are making a killing and price gouging, and two, the politicians are bought off by the billionaires because of Citizens United, which gave corporations the ability to give unlimited funds to campaigns. Look it up, CJ. Look it up, Dave. Look up the fact that you can follow the money and you can find out exactly why it is that oil is the price that it is, and which politicians are bought off, and which people are actually gaining because of this increase in the oil price. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It has nothing to do with one stupid pipeline that was closed down. I mean, God, they act like that pipeline now, that they act like that's the be end to end all of oil production. You guys are all a bunch of fossils. You're going to be dead soon. We're moving towards electric. We're moving towards electric cars. And you know what? You're all going to be just like the oil that you use, which is a fossil fuel, and you're a fossil. And I hate to say it, TJ and Dave, but you guys are not going to be around for the new world that's coming up, for this younger generation that's actually going to have alternatives to dirty oil.
And you know what, Tom? That new generation is fighting for their future, and they have Absolutely. A right. And they have a right to make sure that they have a future that is clean and gives them a fair opportunity in life. I appreciate it, man. We got to go to a break.
One other thing,
quick,
Earl.
Quick.
Ask these conservatives, when there's too much sun, when there's a leak in the sun, you don't seem to have a problem. When there's an oil leak, there's a problem. Use solar, use wind, use these things, alternative energy sources that are going to bring us into the next world.
Thank you very much for the call. Great call. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I'll be joined by my good friend, Roger Quindale. Be right back.